Warning. Brace for impact. It began with the book, Brace for Impact, Surviving the Crash of the Industrial Age. Then came the website, The Daily Impact, chronicling the crash of the industrial age. And now, the podcast, describing the downward spiral. The World Bank's Vice President for Climate Change. Yes, it has a Vice President for Climate Change. Last weekend issued a blunt warning to a meeting of agriculture ministers held in Berlin. To paraphrase Rachel Kite just a little, agriculture must adapt or die, and do it fast. Okay, she was not quite that blunt, but she came very close. She told the ministers that the world will warm 2 degrees Celsius in your lifetime. That's a quote. That the changes won't be pleasant and slow, but volatile, with unpredictable impact. Moreover, she said, significant damage and destruction are already happening. Yet, she said, the agricultural community has still some way to go in realizing the full significance. Or to translate from bureaucratic diplomatic English, they still have their heads up their you-know-whats. It continues to be business as usual for industrial agriculture and for their wholly owned and operated governments. As the waters rise, the deserts spread, and the storms intensify. Said Kite, we're talking about a wholesale change of what can be grown where, and I don't think we've really started to compute that. That depends, of course, on what you mean by we. Her own bank predicts potentially catastrophic disruption of food supplies with the approach of 2100. Oxfam foresees a 20% increase in hunger by 2050. Other recent academic studies predict a 35% failure rate of Chinese harvests, a decline in wheat production in India and Pakistan of 20 to 40% by 2020. And so on. But if by we she means politicians and farm operators, the world is a different place, as is demonstrated fully by the U.S. Farm Bill, about to be blessed by the Congress and probably by the President. This welfare bill for industrial farmers insures them against losses when growing corn and soybeans, which means full speed ahead for destruction of topsoil, pollution of waterways, and expansion of cropland. Meanwhile, the bill cuts billions of dollars from programs encouraging erosion control, crop rotation, and chemical restraint. All this was done with little debate. The controversy surrounding the farm bill was over how much to cut food assistance for the poor. A lot, or, on the other hand, a whole bunch. How's that for having some way to go in realizing the full significance of what's coming? To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, Brace for Impact.